This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Congress is taking on one of the most complicated issues lawmakers have ever faced: how to compensate tens of thousands of Americans who become fatally ill from exposure to asbestos in the workplace. Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee met to begin hammering out a bill aimed at compensating asbestos victims and ending lawsuits against companies. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The Senate's largest hearing room was nearly filled today with people from insurance companies and unions, trial lawyers and manufacturers, as well as victims of asbestos poisoning. All have a stake in finding the solution that lawmakers have been struggling for nearly two decades to come up with to a growing deluge of asbestos litigation. Already more than 300,000 Americans have died from asbestos exposure, and 10,000 more fatalities are expected every year for decades to come. More than 600,000 lawsuits have been filed, and 8,400 businesses that were sued have already paid out some $54 billion. Dozens of them have gone bankrupt. The Senate wants to set up a trust fund to compensate victims in exchange for them losing the right to sue in court. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter, who just took over as chairman of the Judiciary Committee, today called on the various stakeholders to put aside their differences so a deal might be reached.
There may be some room for patriotism here. That perhaps is an inappropriate word where it's dollars and cents and shareholders, but the economy of the country is at risk.
Specter is relying on an old friend of his, Federal Appeals Court Judge Edward Becker, to negotiate a new bill for an asbestos trust fund. Becker told the panel today that giving victims just compensation is a problem the courts have not been able to solve.
The asbestos litigation system is broken in the tort system. The wrong people are getting paid. Many of the people who were entitled to get paid, the really sick, are not getting paid because of the rash of bankruptcies.
A study done by the RAND Corporation 2 years ago found that about two-thirds of the compensation paid out over the last decade has gone to people with non-cancerous conditions. But 67-year-old Billy Spicer, who suffers from asbestos-caused mesothelioma, told the panel that he does have a court date next month to sue for compensation and resents a trust fund that would bar lawsuits.
And I have to say that I don't like the idea of it. I'm no legal expert. But to me, the jury system in our country is about as important as it gets. And I just don't think it's right to take those rights away from people.
The Senate last year proposed putting $140 billion into a trust fund to be paid out to asbestos victims. It would come from manufacturers, insurance companies, and an existing trust fund. Labor groups want more in the fund. Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy declared something's got to give.
I can't emphasize enough to the stakeholders that are in the room. This is a bill that will go through with consensus and end up on the president's desk. Without consensus on both sides of the aisle, there's no way in God's green earth it's going to make it there.
Chairman Specter said he hopes to get a bill through the Senate this year and promised to reveal the size of the proposed trust fund next week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.